Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm moist.
You got checked in from Arkansas. Yeah. Listen to the program. You got that? Because my email just went down. My computer just crashed. Because it was well worded.
Too much porn?
Oh, I don't think it was that, because I haven't looked at any porn yet today. Okay,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's under the word Moir, Hong Kong. This is from Justin. First-time caller. I love that. He's emailing. 20-year listener. I moved from Nebraska to Arkansas. Craig is my favorite.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's because of Arkansas. My girlfriend does not listen to the radio show. I did the Hong Kong I'm moist. She wants me to do it more often. Looked at me with that let's go eyes. It works. Friends and I appreciate every day we get to talk about y'all. We are very smart, educated people that love fart jokes.
We're the show for you.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. Rip off the knob. You're right. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Justin. That is nice. I didn't get a chance to read the rest of that. But yeah, honk, honk, I'm moist. Honk, honk.
I'm moist.
Yeah. Should use a tape recorder, too. Just use Puss's voice in her ear. Just say honk, honk, and have
I'm moist.
Play on your tape recorder there on your cassette deck.
That'd be a little freaky, wouldn't it?
But that's one of those things we've actually stuck to, and it seems to be working.
Honk, honk, I'm moist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for some people.
Mm-hmm.
It was on this date in 1994.
It should be a T-shirt. Honk, honk, I'm moist. Can we squat on that, or...
No, because we never follow through on that.
I know. But...
And that would require a budget from some other people.
And somebody want money from it. If you and I did it ourselves, we could do that. Sell Hong Kong on moist shirts.
And nobody would get behind it.
Right.
Because nobody cares.
Well, what's it mean? I listen to the show. It means Hong Kong, you're moist. Duh.
Yeah.
Morning, Petey.
Yeah, good morning. Honk, honk.
You said it's getting light out now, but it won't be on Monday.
Yeah.
Because we go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah,
right?
No,
how
we go,
goes.
We go back.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes.
Oh, we go
yeah.
back.
We go
right.
back.
What?
Spring forward.
Yeah,
we spring
forward. Forward so it'll be dark in the morning, but lighter in the evening.
Right.
No, which is fine, because again, we've said to all of us, the sun doesn't come up till 10.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, we got no use for the sun early in the morning.
In fact, one of those things I read, it was a different one about being a happy person, is what you should do in the morning, and it doesn't apply to us at all, because we can't do it. Be up, watch the sunrise. Hmm. Well, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Well, technically we could do that, but we don't do that.
We don't have that option.
Right.
Well, we could leave the windows open.
No.
No.
We don't do that.
Yeah, brakes.
No, I understand we don't do that.
Well, basically,
but if you wanted to watch the sunrise enough.
Basically, it was take in the vitamin D that the sun gives you every morning if you can.
Oh, well, we couldn't.
No, we couldn't. But regular people can, because they get up, get ready for work, and get out into the car, and it's sunny out.
I think most of them are saying,
what is that
nuh-uh,
like?
Sit up and watch the sunrise my ass.
Exactly.
Vitamin D.
I know.
In the morning. The freaking hell. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. You need caffeine.
Just watch the sunrise.
I know. I'm with you.
It was on this date in 1994. Nirvana's Kurt Cobain was released from a Rome hospital 4 days after lapsing into what was said to have been an accidental drug-induced coma.
Then he died, what, a month later? He dies this spring in 94.
Was it 94?
Yeah, it was 94.
It was 94. Yeah, was it summer?
Somewhere coming up. Yeah, look at the date.
I blame daylight saving time.
Yeah, it could be. He might have too.
It may have contributed.
April 5th.
April 5th.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
Makes
you think.
We're finding out all these things.
Mm-hmm. Apparently,
that's
heroin's
right.
Greg
Peters' accident.
Yes.
Car accident.
Kurt Cobain.
Suicide. Right.
Jeez.
Don't change the clocks.
No.
Actually, I like when it gets lighter out this time of year.
Yeah, I like the light later in the day.
Yeah.
Because, like we said, we got no use for it in the morning.
No, we don't.
As far as I'm concerned, if the sun doesn't come up till 10, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't like it when the sun stays out too late, though.
Because no.
Then it's difficult to get to sleep.
Right.
That is true. And, of course, we still want it to come up, you know, fairly early on the weekends. We don't need it to wait till 10 on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, you're right.
Just do what we say.
Yeah, if the sun could be more considerate to my schedule,
right,
that would be the best.
Like a personal sun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can dial up your own personal settings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Report says the NYPD is ready to arrest Harvey Weinstein. The Daily Beast reports that the police have the evidence to arrest him for felony sexual assault.
So he just won't go back to New York, right?
Well,
that's probably it.
Quite like that. You can get busted anywhere now.
Well, if it's a state charge, they'd have to extradite him.
Yeah, that's easy. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
The case is in the hands of the Manhattan DA, Cy Vance. So we'll see how that goes. In our continuing Amelia Earhart coverage.
Yeah, I keep seeing this story. I don't read it because I figure you'll get around to it.
I was going to let it go, but I can't.
I haven't seen it. Well, there's a picture of her. They think we saw that photo.
Yeah.
When she's on the deck of a Japanese trawler, and they think they killed her eventually, her and her guide.
Well, that was
her
one
navigator,
of the
her navigator, right.
Yeah, that's
it. It does look like her. That photo does look like her.
Yeah, now I don't know for sure.
Now it seems we may have had her all along.
They found her dead body years ago?
Yes.
Oh, really?
That's what they're telling us. That's what the latest scientist is saying. That we've had her for years. An anthropology professor in Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, says that he is sure that the bones discovered on a Pacific island in 1940.
Which island?
Are her.
Oh. Can't they look that up?
No.
Because they didn't have DNA from her to begin with?
Not DNA. They're measuring bones.
Like dental records? Did they have dental records?
They're measuring bones. And according to the latest gentleman, he says the people that were measuring the bones back in 1941.
I measured the bone last night.
Nope. Didn't quite do it right. We've got new information that would tell us that those very same measurements could have been a female rather than a male that they said originally. Now, we don't have those bones, and they've been lost, but he just went back and looked at the record and said, hey, wait a minute. That's not a male like you said it was back in 1941. That's a female.
When was her flight?
That's 40.
When was the flight? 1940, and how old was she at the time?
18.
Was she that young?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Would she be dead now?
She disappeared in 37. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because she was born in 1897.
Okay.
So she was 40.
So you're right. The reason we looked for her years because it was like whatever happened to her, she's alive on an island somewhere, you know. But now she'd just be dead.
Right. Yeah. Well, that
they still want to find
according
out.
According to this, she's been dead since 1940 at least.
All right.
So
they might have been Japanese at the time. They said
are they able to do?
They might have killed her
to ascertain from the bones her cause of death.
They don't have the bones.
What?
As I've mentioned, a couple minutes ago, they don't have the bones. They're going on the measurements that the guy made
back in the day.
Back in the day, they have since lost said bones.
Yeah. Okay.
Measuring the female bone.
So we're just taking the bone measurer's word for it.
Right.
Yes.
And from the University of Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, it's no Yale. Thank God.
It's no Yale. Although Tennessee probably is the Yale of the SEC.
No, that's Vanderbilt.
No. Harvard. Vanderbilt is the Harvard of the
You're
SEC.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm thinking Mississippi probably is. No, Southern Miss is the
Southern
Yale
Miss
of
is,
the SEC.
Not part
What's
of
the dumbest school in the SEC?
Of the SEC. There's Vanderbilt, and then there's
no,
all
no, that's a good
that's
school.
That's a smart
and
one.
And all
yeah.
the rest.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Good point. Vanderbilt's smart, and the rest of them are not.
Yeah, I don't need to look any farther than Arkansas.
Let's say that. Arkansas is the Yale of the SEC. That'll piss off Dr. Mina.
Hey.
And
don't,
you.
Don't put down Arkansas like that.
You're right. You're at least the Princeton of the SEC. You're not the Yale of the SEC. That'd be stupid.
A study found that females are more likely to regret sleeping with someone too soon. Men are likely to regret passing up casual sex.
Yep. Hello.
Nothing to argue here.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks.
Groundbreaking research.
Yeah. Psychologists at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology.
Borgie.
Said both genders are prone to regrets if the sex is bad or if the partner is sexually incompetent.
Still got off, though.
Yeah. That's from the Harvard of Norwegian colleges.
Right.
Yes. So they say that, you know, men are more likely to finish during a casual encounter than women, and that cancels out some unpleasant feelings like guilt and shame.
Didn't I just say that? I said you got off. You finished. So there was some progress. Something happened.
They say that women's greater worry and lower levels of sexual gratification partially explain why women regret casual sex.
So you're saying there's a lot more women out there who regret sleeping with, say, one of us, then vice versa.
No, not us. That's
what, yes.
No, they loved it. They loved it with us.
Yes.
No. Every one of them.
Not all of them.
All
now,
satisfied and very happy they did it.
Now, women are apparently much happier with their one-night stands afterwards.
If
the women themselves had made the first move and they enjoyed the sex.
Okay, so they have to initiate it.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Guys don't care. Guys get the, off. It,
for
it's
casual.
Fine.
Yeah.
If guys have an orgasm, everything was fine.
Apparently.
Well, those are the tendencies. Not news to us.
We're simple creatures.
Yeah,
really
those are the tendencies anyway. You know, it's not necessarily, you know, that dude you slept with last night. That's not necessarily him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's fine.
You're looking right at Push,
well, it
by the
depends.
Way. You watch it on TV.
If he made the initiative, and if he got his.
He's going to get his. Unless she just says in the middle of it, stop having sex, then he stop. But you're going to get yours.
So.
One night stands.
I hardly knew you.
I don't even. Yeah, exactly. Decades. That's been a while. Damn it.
Yeah.
Glory days.
I suppose.
Yeah, but if you went back to those days, you'd hate it.
Oh, yeah.
One night stands. If you recall, sometimes one night stands were a lot of work.
They're also more than one night sometimes, too. You'd see them again later on, a month or two later at the same bar, and you'd. Maybe a two-night stand. But I still consider those one-night stands because nothing ever happened.
Because you didn't want the second night stand, usually, but then it just kind of happened.
Like, exactly.
Yes. No, it's only one time.
Yeah, exactly.
It only counts as one, right?
Right. Now, eventually, they just avoid you.
Or you avoid them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we didn't.
Yeah,
that's it.
You had standards.
He had practices. Good news for parents.
So if it was their idea, chicks dig a one-night stand.
And you were decent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You had to be good, and she had to want it.
If you lived up to the expectations.
Right.
That she thought you would, because
you're the man.
It would not have been her idea.
Because you look sexy.
To pursue you if she didn't think you were capable.
Right. So perform up to expectations.
Rock that, guys.
Or just perform up to expectations.
Yeah. That's all you need to do.
Well, get yours.
And make sure she gets hers.
Yeah.
And she'll appreciate it and might invite you back over.
She might. She might.
Or if you just say that you were just practicing, maybe she'll let you come back and practice some more. Good news for parents. And this may blow some minds. This may boggle a mind or two. It is safe for kids to get multiple vaccines at once.
No way. I don't believe it. I believe doctors, actually. I believe Dr. Mina.
That's according to a new study from the morons at Kaiser Permanente. They showed that kids who got multiple vaccines.
Can you imagine? I love how we just do those stories and say that, and then we just move on. I would love to see that in the nightly news. Lester Holt saying, "This done from the morons at Kaiser Permanente." And you just look at the screen and go, "Okay, whatever." Which is basically the Yale of German schools. Is it German? I don't know what it is.
This study.
I heard the word Kaiser. I thought it was German.
No, it's a medical company. They run like a bunch of hospitals in the southwestern United States.
Well, they're morons, right?
Yes. This new study showed that kids who got multiple vaccines were no more likely to get infections than those who got fewer shots or had them spaced out. Researchers hope these findings will ease the fears of morons, of actual morons,
right,
who worry that vaccines may weaken their child's immune system. Researchers say that does not bear out in the numbers. Not true.
It's crazy. People.
No matter what that little piece of information
we're always looking to blame
that came across your Facebook feed says.
Yes, please.
Look into.
Whatever Jenny McCarthy tells you, just hang up.
Look into their sources.
Right. Yeah, they don't feed you. I think, and I defer to Dr. Mina on this, they don't feed you a live virus when they're giving you a vaccine.
They do not.
No.
They give you a dead one. It will not make you sick.
Herd immunity. We need it.
Yes.
Yeah. As a society. John Oliver did a great piece, I think it was last fall.
Yeah, that's why.
Dig that up and watch.
Everybody should get shots.
That's why major things have gone away. Polio.
The French government is moving to set the age of sexual consent.
Did you hear this story?
To 15.
Yeah, apparently you could do it when you were 12 if it was consensual.
Oh, they're bumping
It was illegal at 12, but it was only illegal if you forced it. I don't understand how that read. Am I right about that, Craig? A girl could be 12 and have sex with you.
I didn't look too far into this.
Well, in the article it said a girl could be 12, but if it was consensual, you couldn't prosecute somebody.
Says here that the proposal follows a couple of recent rape cases involving 11-year-old girls.
Oh, man.
That's what it says here. I was going to let that go.
That's fine. I didn't see that part of it. But
So Parliament's expected to take up this new bill, setting the threshold at age 15 later this month. It would be the first such law in France, which does not have a minimum age limit for sexual consent.
There was a state in the United States,
Kentucky.
Yes, thank you. And they voted down the anti-child marriage law.
Yeah,
because they thought it was overstepping government with their parents.
Yeah.
So instead of protecting the kids, you could still get married in Kentucky at what, 13? I think it was 13.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They wanted to make an anti.
I think it might be 16.
No, it was younger than that.
Okay.
It was definitely younger than that because it was child. It was child.
Well, here it says that they still want to allow 16-year-olds in the state to legally marry. The Kentucky Senate approved what's being called the state's child bride bill. It would raise the age for most marriages to 18, but would allow a 17-year-old to get married with both a parent and a judge's permission. However, also, a state senator said that that 17 might be too old, and he wondered why lawmakers would want to stop a pregnant 16-year-old from getting married.
Because they should.
Yeah, this is why you never hear about two 17-year-old dudes getting married.
No.
Even though they legally probably could.
It's also Kentucky. One of the rules they were bitched about because you shouldn't let, you're taking over for the parents. Parents should allow their kids to get married. Kids. And no, they shouldn't because a lot of these are religious cults and things like that. Or marrying away child brides. They wanted to keep up those particular laws because it is, what's the word? Oh, Kentucky.
Advocates say raising the age would protect teenage girls from predators.
Yep. The Roy Moores of the world.
The predators say,
you're right. Yeah, what can the predators do? If they actually bitch, they're admitted predators.
Right, they really can't say it.
Predators go, stop it.
Out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, according to the Albuquerque Journal, 34-year-old Ginger Sharp. She's already on probation. As part of the probation, she had to submit to drug tests. After her test came back positive for drugs, she allegedly told a probation officer that she had a prescription for methamphetamines. And she brought a pill bottle that read, methamphetamine, 5-milligram tablets.
Is it typed? With a,
really?
Like her local typewriter?
According to KOB 4 News, she told the officer that a doctor had prescribed methamphetamine 5-milligram tablets for her. The probation officer said, I don't think so. And so, eventually, Ms. Sharp admitted to the falsified pill label. Then she said it was her friend's idea, according to court records, but authorities have now charged the 34-year-old Ginger Sharp with identity theft because the label on the pill bottle had her actual doctor's name on it, and she just changed the label around.
Oh, yeah. She still had the doctor's name on it. She altered methamphetamine.
Yes, and so she's now charged with identity theft, according to the Albuquerque Journal.
Medical meth.
Medical meth.
Let's get behind that.
No.
That's probably not going to work. How about recreational meth?
No.
Oh, we were behind that one.
Dental meth.
Yeah, the dentist gave me some.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.